This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yisroel comes to the desert. He joins up with his son-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu, and they have a meal. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Yisroel choisein Moshe oilo zvachim leilokim." Yisroel, the son-in-law of Moshe, took elevation offerings and karbanos for God. "Vayavay Aharon v'chol zeknei Yisroel lecha lechem," and Aaron and all the elders came to eat bread im choisein Moshe with the father-in-law of Moshe lefnei ha'elokim, before God. Let's focus on those words, lefnei ha'olaikim, before God. The Gemara in Brachos says, Amar Rav Aben Halevi, anyone who gets benefit from a meal that a Talmid Chacham is present, ke'ilu nene miziv hashchina, it's as if they basked in the glory of the splendor of the divine. Like the Pasuk says, that Aroin and the Zakenim ate with Yisrael before God. Did they eat before God? They didn't eat before God. God wasn't at the meal. Moshe was at the meal. But if you're in the presence of the Talmid Chacham, it's as if you're in the presence of God. It's as if you ate lefnei ha'olaikim. It is considered an elevated, supernatural, divine experience to eat at a meal that a Talmid Chacham is present. But let's analyze this for a minute. How does the Gemara know that the reason that this was considered such an elevated meal is because Moshe Rabbeinu was present? Maybe it was such an elevated meal because it was a sudas mitzvah. It was a meal of a mitzvah. After all, the Ramban says they were celebrating the conversion of Yisroel. Maybe the reason why it was considered an elevated meal is because they were eating karbanos, sacrificial parts. They were eating sacrifices to God. How do the sages know that this was considered lefnei ha'elokim, before God, because there was a Talmud Chacham there? Must be, we see, that the fact that it was a sudas mitzvah, a meal of a mitzvah, would not elevate it to the status of before God. The fact that they were eating karbanos would not elevate it to the status of before God. There's only one reason Chazal feel that there could have been, that this meal was considered as if it was eaten before God, and that is because there was a Torah sage there. What we learn from here is that there is nothing holier, more valuable, more elevating than to join a Talmud Chacham as he eats a meal. Many people like to learn Svarim. Many people are learning Daf Yomi these days. Many people have many Siddarim. But it's so important to learn from a Rebbe, from a Rabbi, to join a Rabbi even while he eats. There is nothing in this world that connects you to God more than associating with Talmidei Chachamim. Even eating with a rabbi is holier than eating at a sudas mitzvah, or even holier than eating karbanos. So the next time you have the opportunity and you see a rabbi, walk with him, talk with him, eat with him, do whatever you can with him. The way we cling to Hashem is by clinging to the Rabbanim. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.